We're back on
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I don't understand the question. What do you mean? Play Rails, I don't understand the question. What do you mean? Also, guys, let me help y'all with something. If any of y'all are looking for a side hustle, do the mental math. People are going crazy over DoorDash, Uber Eats, and shit like that. You can make a hustle and a lot of money, a lot of side money, doing DoorDash and shit like that right now. Just think about that, gentlemen. Let's see what we got here. Let's see here. I'm waiting for player to answer. Oh, he said, can you join the military with one eye? Well, I have low vision and right eye. Well, player Rose, I don't know if you can. I don't know it because you got to get a physical. I don't know. I have no idea. Now, having glasses can probably help because I've never seen someone get turned down for glasses. But that's what you got to get with a recruiter and ask them, okay? That's what I'm saying. I don't know, but what I'm just saying to you guys out there is that if y'all want to make some money, dude, that DoorDash Uber shit is fire right now. People are so scared to go out that they're just hitting that button, ordering food, and y'all can cake up. This is the thing about this show. I'm always going to tell you ways to cake the fuck up. But what I'm saying for you young guys out there, like I told that young 20-year-old, I told him, look, you're living with your aunt and you're comfortable living with her. See, back in my day, when everything was in black and white, and I think I need to do a back in my day thing and make everything black and white when I talk about my day, that I never wanted to live with anybody. I didn't want to be home. I was ready to get the fuck out, even though I had no choice. I could have lived with my mother, but when I left Germany, I went straight to Texas. I didn't go touch Maryland. I went straight to Houston to force myself to live. And I said, nope, not going to Maryland, because Maryland is safe. Because I can live with my dad, or I can go to Virginia and live with my mom. I didn't want that. I wanted to force myself to work for me. But that's what I'm saying for a lot of you guys out there that listen, a lot of you young men out there. Right now, this is a case in point where a lot of people are really fucked up because they've been living paycheck to paycheck. And because this thing is going on, a lot of jobs are saying, we're going to close our doors. And, you know, some places you can't work from home, so some people aren't getting paid. So a lot of people were stressing out. That's why I think the government was talking about giving y'all like a check for $1,000 or some shit like that. I don't know what's going on. But all I'm saying to you is that for you young men out there, I just want to give you an edge. Because as long as you sit around and don't do anything, time is going to move quickly. And you don't want to be 27, 28, 29 years old. You have no 401k. You have nothing to, you have no savings in the bank. And you're just living paycheck to paycheck. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But what I'm saying to you young men is that y'all have got to think about your future. That's all I'm saying to you guys. I know we're talking about getting women right now, but I just want to take a second and say that once you're out of high school, you've got to start your plan of attack. You've got to start your plan of attack. My old, you know, shit, man, the motherfucking old man, my old man, I'll show you. Let me show you. Where the fuck is the old man at? Let me see if I can find the old man. My dad, the old man right here, my father right here, Mr. Ted J. Williams, who's on usually Fox News or all this other shit. My old man, my father, he had a plan. When he went to the military, got out the military, became a police officer, worked with the FBI. But while he was working with the FBI, he studied law. Once he became a lawyer, he got out and became a full-time lawyer. Now he just works for his fucking self. But that's what the old man did. But what he always told me, and I want to tell you young guys that my old man told me, is that While everybody's out there playing and having a good time, he was hitting the books and studying. I'm not saying don't have a good time, but I'm saying have a good time with a plan of attack and how you're going to set your life up for the future. Don't just live for now. If you want to take a year off and, you know, backpack and walk the world or some stupid shit like that, do that. Get that shit out your system. Come back into the real world. Clean your fucking self up. Some places will allow you to have braids and shit, but I'd rather you be professional cut and begin to work a job. Now, for a lot of guys that don't have business 101 sense, a way you can get in with the company is starting in the mailroom. You can get in with the mailroom, and once you get in good with the mailroom, when they have jobs open, they always give it to the people in the company first. They always give everybody a chance to move up in the company. You don't have to be a mail clerk all your life. You can move up in the company. But the great thing I just want to tell you real quick about the motherfucking mailroom is that you rub elbows with the top motherfuckers. When you're in the mailroom, you rub elbows with the CEO, the CFO, the president, the owner. You rub elbows with the top motherfuckers because you got to deliver your mail to the top dogs where they remember your name. And those things are important. Like I told you before, I did that when I was in Toyota. I worked at Toyota in the mailroom. Man, the head of the, up there, they call me Steve Areno. When we, you know, like, you know how when the bosses and stuff get in the elevator, everybody get all quiet and shit? Man, I'm talking football, basketball, baseball. I hate those baseball. But I'm talking to the president. I'm talking to the CEO. And I was so cool with them. Man, that, guys, y'all remember? I became so cool with some of those top heads. How do you think I figured out how to get my own crib? Why? I was so cool with the motherfuckers upstairs, I started giving them dating advice on women and shit, right? So one of the vice presidents told me to go to Sam's and set up his side crib. I didn't even know that there was such a thing as a side crib. But he gave me the key. He sent my ass to like a Costco or like a Sam's. I got the drinks and all that shit, set it up in his side joint for his side chick. There wasn't a side chick back then. But he then told me, that when he told me what was going on, that's when I had my light bulb moment, remember? That's when I got all my boys, ones that were married, dating, engaged, living with a woman, and single. I got them all together. I said, we're going to chip in $200 a piece or whatever. We're going to get a two-bedroom apartment, furnish that motherfucker. Everybody gets a key, and everybody's got a job once a month to take care of the house, meaning that if it was my day, I got to change your sheets, not when you fuck, but before you fuck, I got to go in the linen closet and get out your sheets, your photos and shit. And I got to set the house up to your specifications, just like you got to do mine when it's your month. But that's where I got the idea. I wouldn't have got the idea had I not was in the mail, had I not been in the mailroom and rubbed elbows with the top guys. How you think I got into all that swinging shit? Oh, man. How you think the gigolo shit started? I mean, my God. Anyway, I don't want to even go there. But anyway, let me see here. Yeah, well, hey, Ken, that's what I'm telling you. Ken, what I'm trying to tell guys that are listening, they don't understand. The mailroom guy is really one of the most important motherfuckers. Why? Because the mailroom guy, well, back then, whiskey was, the apartments were cheaper. But the mailroom, you got, I mean, there's deals and contracts that must be handed. It's a lot of important shit. But you can do a lot of, you can do a lot of rubbing elbows with the big, so you got three levels of companies. upper management, middle management, and then the mail clerks. The mail clerks go to both levels. And when you hit both levels, and the president, the CEO, the CFO, the vice president, they know you, they talk to you, and all the other shit. Dude, what made, see, y'all, you know, I have a membership in the country club. You want to know why? Because of the shit that I got invited to. I didn't know how to play golf, but when you rub elbows with these motherfuckers, that's where the deal, they play golf, they go to the country club, they do drugs, drink, and fuck. That's all they do. That's all they do up there. That is all they do, and go to strip clubs as well. That's not the point. The point is that when you're in the mailroom, you can move up in the company from the mailroom position, or you can, man, I had it set up where when I was doing, before I did the mailroom thing, this is how I figured it out. Before I did the mailroom, I was doing security, right? But when I was doing security, I was side hustling for another company delivering mail. How? When I was security, I was so cool with everybody because I got that personality. I got cool with one of the presidents of a company. The president of the company said, well, when you're on lunch break, I got a job that you'll do, and I'll pay you like $50 just to take the mail at lunchtime and bring it somewhere else. You don't think I did that shit? But also what he did, once we got real cool, he offered me positions in the company. Nothing big and major because I'm new to the company. But you got to be able to talk to people, and you got to be able to promote yourself to people, just like I'm saying with women. So I don't want to get on that, but let me get back to what the fuck is a shuffleboard? Whiskey, what the fuck are you? Oh, what the fuck is a shuffleboard? Okay, sorry, Whiskey. I understand what you're talking about. Okay, so, but let me keep going. 515-605-9373 is the number. What I'm saying to y'all guys, our security mailroom got promoted. Well, hey, dog, Jeremy, that's what I'm talking about. But not only do you get promoted, you don't understand the women that want. I can't talk about the women fucking. Never mind. I was going to. I ain't going to talk about that. I'm just saying that for a lot of you guys, I'm just saying for you young guys, if you don't have an idea what you want to do, go military or get your ass in a mailroom, start at the bottom, work your way up, rub elbows with people. You're gonna be involved with the president and CEO. You'll see them every day, damn near. And after you talk to them for a while, they're gonna talk to you. They're gonna feel like they know you, man. I mean, I started doing gopher shit. I had the president make me gopher, and I was cool with it. Why? Because the president talked to my boss, and my boss bumped me up $3-4 because of the shit I was doing for him. Dude, it's a lot of political shit in there. But, dude, just trust Uncle Dean. I'm not telling you you have to be in the military. I'm saying if you don't know what you're doing and you're just muddling through life, working part-time jobs or working in a grocery store, you're working in a fast food restaurant, or you're working in some mall or something like that, you're not saving up for tomorrow. That's all I want to say about that, man. That's all I want to say, man. It's very, very important. Yes. That's right, Mark. Hey, relationships are very a very fucking thing of currency. Yes. 515-605-9373 is the number. Wait, let me check the lines real quick. 615, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to have you on hold. What's going on, brother? What's up?
What's going on, big brother? She texted me back. She said, hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
She said, hey, sorry, I texted you earlier. It was obviously the wrong number. I work from 12 to 8 on Saturday, but we can figure something out. Just being up front, I am seeing someone, but I would still like to get coffee with you. If not, that's totally understandable. Again,
go
ahead. Yes, sir.
Wait, give me a second, dog. Let me just set the mood real quick.
Uh-oh.
That's a fact.
right, dog. Let's set the mood. All right, come on. Check this out.
Let's get to Jackson 5, man.
Yeah, yeah. Let's spit that yickety yickety yak.
Yeah, man. So
write this down to her.
Okay.
Say the first thing I want to tell you is the last thing I want to do is mess up what you got.
I'm thinking of you. Trying.
Okay.
Now, you did tell her you wanted to get to know her in an intimate way in the beginning, right?
Yes.
Okay. Like I said before, I still want to get to know you in an intimate way.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about
okay.
Me messing up what you have.
Okay.
I won't call you, text you, or bother you.
Okay.
I'll let you run the show. She ain't running shit, but you tell her. I'll let you run the show. She ain't running shit, trust me. Just follow me on this set. Just tell her, I'll let you run the show.
All right.
And say to her, let me know when you can get away.
Okay.
Because I still want to see you. Question mark?
Okay.
Because I want to see if your personality matches your beauty.
Damn, that's cold.
I'm a cold motherfucker. Oh, wait, give me a second. Oh, hold on one second. Hold on a second. Excuse me a second. Let's see. Sorry, okay, I'm back. Yeah, so. Okay, what I want you to say to her is this. Get back at me. Let's set it up. And I look forward to hearing from you soon. Wish. And that's it, brother. That's it. Why? Because you're acknowledging what she's saying. And guess what? She's still putting it out there. Even though I got a man, I still want to spend time with you. Yeah, I mean. So you just got to reinforce the fact that, look, I'm not here to fuck up what you got. I'm just here to fuck. Yeah, I mean. But you're saying
right.
That. You see what I'm saying? You're saying
yeah.
That. I'm saying it. Go ahead and send that to her. I'm on for a few more hours. Call Unc back. Let me know. And I'll spit some more yickety yak to set up that ass for you. Now, real quick. The reason I'm telling
yes.
her that she's in control, because what I'm trying to get her to do is lose control. See? I'm telling you, you're in control of this whole thing. I'm not running behind you. I'm not going to call you. I'm not going to bug you. But when you get a bite of my gingerbread house and you get a taste of this drug called 615, you're going to want some more. Remember, the first hit is what? Always what?
Me.
No. What did the drug dealer say? The first hit, always what?
The best one. Because
no,
they're
free. The first
yeah.
hit is always free. Because I'm going to get you on what? The comeback, right?
Bet.
That's why I'm setting the comeback up. See, I want her to feel like she's in control, but she's never in control at all. She just thinks she's in control because she's controlling when she talks to me, when she calls me and all that other shit. But wait till you get the shot of my M-A-N, Then all of a Then all of a sudden, what the fuck you think you're going to get when she's beginning to lose control? What's going to happen is she's going to start to come to you. She's going to start to tell you how she's feeling, what she's thinking, how you make her think, how you make her blush, how you make her smile, how you make her react. And she's going to say this: you know what? Look, I got the best of both worlds. I can have my man and my dick in the motherfucking closet. I can have my motherfucking dick in the goddamn closet.
The chocolate boy wonder from down under.
And as long as you have that motherfucking shit set up that way, it's a win-win, my brother. There's no loss in this shit. You're going to win. There ain't no loss, man. Okay? No loss whatsoever, okay?
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
No, I got you. Hit me back and let me know what happens, okay?
All right. I bet.
All right. Let me go ahead and play this quick. Let me see here. Which one we going to play? What is this one right here?
Taking my dick off the table. You can't have it no more. Disrespect me, bitch, I don't think so. You're just a fuck and my whore.
I'm talking about, guys, y'all take your dick off the table. 515-605-9373. Ain't nobody kicking it like the motherfucking Dean, dog. That's what I'm telling you. You got the power, guys, to control the whole motherfucking game when you play it to your rules, guys. That's what I'm trying to show you guys. When you play the game to your specifications, you don't lose because you know every move that needs to be made before it's even made. That way, you bend reality. But tomorrow, what we're going to be talking about is that air you're breathing? Oh, we're going to connect some dots. Is that air you're breathing? That's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. What I'm saying to y'all guys, this is why all what I'm trying to tell you guys is important. Wait, let me play another song. That shit was dope. Let me see what I got next.
I'm taking my dick off.
I'm sorry, that's the wrong one. Let me see.
I ain't tricking my money off when I can get the pussy for free. You can use those other motherfuckers if you want, but bitch, you can't use me. I ain't down for the bullshit, so tell me what you gonna do. I ain't tricking my money off when I can fuck a million others like you.
I'm sorry. I was just from my, that's that CD I still got dropped for y'all. That's just some tracks to it. But anyway, 515-605-9373 is the number. I am the goddamn Dean. Class is in session. Now, what we're talking about today is how you can use the virus to work for you instead of not against you. That's what we want you to do, guys. God damn it, man. Y'all want to hear some more shit? Hold on. Let me see if I got one more for you. What's this one right here? Hey, that's the same one. Wait. Let me see if we got this one. Let me play one more for you. Fuck it. Let me see if I got this one for you. Hold on.
tight. Don't ask me any questions, bitch. Don't ask me why. No need for names. You know the rules of this game. So shut the fuck up, spread your legs wide, and pull those panties to the side. Yeah,
that was called pull your panties to the side. That's it. Shut the fuck up and pull those panties to the side. Hey, your boy Unk got some shit. I gotta release this CD pretty soon. But these are the tracks from my motherfucking CD. All right, last one. This is the last one. Shit, dog, for these songs, dog. Hey, man, I ain't shit, dog. I ain't shit. That's called Get the Fuck Out of Here. You know, after we fuck, after I nut inside of you, come a little closer, let me whisper in your ear. Now you gotta go, get the fuck out of here. That's, I got a lot of tracks, dog. Anyway, so 515-605-9373 is the number. Let's get back on point. Let's get back to what we're talking about. Just had to take a quick break and laugh. Now, again, I'm running the same ads over and over and over again because I got to keep adding ads, but I will add more ads. So let me just play this last one real quick, and then we'll get back to the show. All right, we're back, 515-605-9373. Guys, I'm a late show with nothing but a lot of commercials. I just started doing this, so we'll be running those, but I will be adding more and more and more commercials to the motherfucking show. You have my word on that. But again, like I'm telling you, the reason why I want you guys to look at running the game on more of a chapter than the end game, because every chapter you can go forward in is going to bring you closer to her wanting to fuck you. I don't want you begging for pussy. That's what they do. They beg for scraps and all that other shit. I don't want you to beg for any scraps. I want you guys out there to motherfucking get things right. Stand on your motherfucking square and get that right. But, but you know what? If y'all missed it, let me go ahead and play the voice one more time, because we're going to have more of the voice doing more talking than anything. So let me go ahead and play the voice.
Yo, what's up, guys? This is the voice again, wanting to say welcome and thanks for listening to the show. But before we go on, I want to tell you the rules. If you have problems and you need help, call in. If you have texting problems, call in. If you're sick of losing with women, call in. The number is 515-605-9373. But for the rest of you bird-watching, weak-minded, grass-eating lions who sit on the sideline, let me just say, no, Dean, no, man, step back and let me talk. You talk for hours. I don't say much shit. Yo, man, you bird-watching bitches, if you're stuck in your ways and you have a hard time adapting to change, if you constantly complain about why the world is against you, fuck your feelings. If you're lazy, lack motivation, or always make excuses, you're negative, unwilling to change, looking for a magic pill, live in the past, or mix his stuff with some other bullshit products, then fuck your feelings. That felt good. Okay, fam. The show is yours. Voice out.
Have a bad noise. So, guys, I just want to let y'all know I'm going to have the voice speaking to y'all all the time. So we're going to have that added into the show as well. But I wanted to make the disclaimers because I'm too tired to make disclaimers. So I'm going to have the voice make the disclaimers. But anyway, guys, what I want to say to y'all out there, guys, this show is here to show you why you are authentic and why you motherfuckers don't have to run after women. You don't have to beg women. You don't have to plead. All you got to do is learn how to stand on your square and be able to say what you want to say. Remember, the word intimate is the cleanest, safest word that you can use in this motherfucking game. Why? Because what you're doing is, and y'all, and I think I got it right now. Hold on. I guess it still ain't working. Damn. Well, what I'm saying is that what I want you guys to do is I want you to start spitting flavor in her motherfucking ear. And how can you spit flavor in her ear? You can text it and spit it in her eyes. You can do voice messages to her ears. Or you can do video messages to do both, a combination of eyes and ears. So this is why I want you guys to start changing up the way you communicate with women. The more you are able to talk to a woman and change up the game as far as what you're saying to her, we want you guys to get to your motherfucking end game. That's all I want from you guys. And once we can get to our end game, and again, I just won't show you that one. I mean, I've been showing you this a lot, but this is the latest one from my client. But end games could be things like this, okay? Where they tell you they want to be with you. They tell you that they're thinking about you. These are end games. Another end game is this, okay? Where they want to spend time with you, where you're not running behind them. When you are able to do that kind of stuff, guys, you can change up the whole entire game. Why? Because the thing is that women are not used to things. Like, for instance, here's another one, end game, right? Are you busy, okay? Are you busy? And what they will be waiting on is your reply. Like I told you, the first one is free, right? But the drug of MAN, like I keep telling you, dog, she can snort it, she can smoke it, she can put it on a fucking spoon and heat it up and inject it. I don't care how she ingests you, that she's going to want more and more of you. That's what we're about here. I'm not about that motherfucking silly ass shit that you guys are on running behind these motherfucking women. That's what this is not about. We don't want you to run behind women, because as soon as you make her the one, okay, guys, now I got to go back to this fucking grassology. As soon as you make her the one, you automatically lose, and this is why.
With a man. Have no confidence. Oh, you. Why? The woman.
And that's what I'm saying to y'all guys. What I'm saying to you guys is that if you're going to go win this shit that I'm showing you, man, you can't bitch the fuck up. I'm telling you right now, you can't go in this thing scared. Because as soon as she gets a taste that you are scared, and as soon as she gets a taste that she has the advantage over you, it's already over before it starts. And that's what I'm trying to get y'all to see right there. You cannot go in this thing scared. You got to be assured that you know what? That you know what? When the right time comes, I'm going to set myself up. And we've already talked about this earlier today. On how you not set yourself up, because we talked about that on Riding with the Dean. We're going to do another Riding with the Dean tomorrow. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is the important thing is that you have to show her why you're not like everybody else. But again, now I want to go to the mind again because I want to get back to understanding about the one. So let's go to the mind real quick because I want to talk more about how your mind works. I want to talk about how you need to see yourself, and I want to show you if you are truly the one and you have that mindset that you are authentic, that you can win. Now, please understand this. There are going to be bullets coming at you, and I want to discuss the bullets that are and can affect you. A lot of guys don't understand that some of the bullets that can affect you are the bullets of what are your intentions, okay? For a lot of you guys, you're going to get nervous. And let me show you this because I show you this all the time. But, guys, this is fucking important to know. I know y'all going to laugh at these cookies because I know that fucking whiskey would do that shit. So I'm not even going to I'm excluding whiskey because the whiskey going to say something smart, a little smart-ass comment. What I'm saying to you guys, the more you are like this, the more you're going to lose. And what do I mean by those cookies right there? What I mean is, let's look at them again. You can go to Australia. You can go to Japan. You can go to anywhere in the United States. You can go to Hawaii. You can go to Mexico. And guess what? The cookies still taste the same. It doesn't matter where they are. They taste the same. The thing that a woman wants is natural, authentic, guys. And this is what we do here on The Man Mindset. The thing that I'm trying to get you guys to see in yourself is that you are authentic. There is nobody else like you in the fucking world. But the only way you're going to be able to grow as a man is to start communicating with yourself. The only way communication is going to happen. And I figured it out. That's why I'm showing you the puzzle. If any of y'all guys are new to this, this is a homework assignment I want you to do. It's just a simple homework assignment. Go to, y'all can't go to Walmart right now because shit's probably shut down right now. Tomorrow morning, go to Walmart or the dollar store if you get the opportunity, okay? Get a 100-piece puzzle set. That's just your homework. That's it. Throw the box away and start communicating with yourself. Because I've told you guys, when it comes to the light switch, opening the door, turning on your car, and things like that, you communicate with yourself on a one level, okay? And what I mean by that, as far as your communication goes, you guys will not allow anything to disrupt you when you say, I need to turn the light switch on. The bullets of you can't do it, the bullet of be afraid, make excuses, and be a victim, you won't allow that in your life when you're turning on a light switch or you're opening a door. But for some reason, you feel like women are special where you got to give them special treatment. Fuck no. You can treat a woman like you do a light switch. I don't mean go over there and grab push her titty in to see if she lights up, motherfuckers. I don't mean that shit. I'm saying that the way you go and turn on a light switch should be the same way you walk over and talk to a woman. That's what I'm trying to get you guys to see, okay? Let me see. If y'all got any questions in the chat room, y'all can ask them if y'all want to. Let's see here. Let's look at what he's got to say. Intentions are my favorite. I'm looking to see and appreciate who you are behind the curtain is gorgeous. Why? Because I'm trying to see if we can. Right. There you go. Yeah. The thing at the end of the day, as long as you know your why behind what you're doing, you're good to go. As long as you know your why you're doing what you're doing, you can't lose with that way. Why? Because she's not used to somebody that frees himself and thinks for himself. That's all I'm trying to get you to do. I'm trying to get you to stop doing this shit right here. You don't need to parrot what people tell you. That's where you fuck up. That's where you fail. 515-605-9373 is the number. Wait, let me make sure I get the give me a second. 515-605-9373 is the number. Let me bring in 614. I'm sorry. 614, did you have a question, sir? What's up? 614 going once. 614 going twice. 614, are you going to unmute your phone? No. Okay, we'll let you go. All right, if you got a question, just click over and answer. I don't bite, but when you have a question, click over, call in, and speak, and I'm here to help you. But if you don't say anything, you're kind of slowing us up, and we don't want anyone to slow us down. We want to keep pushing forward. So that's what we do here. 515-605-9373 is the number, guys. If you have questions, call in. If you have any problems, if you're texting a woman and you don't know what to say, call in. That's what this show is about, to help you separate yourself from everybody else and put yourself in a position. Because, guys, as the weeks go by, these women are going to want to talk to guys. They're not having any interaction with anybody at the clubs or the bars. So this is your chance, unlike anything else in the world, to go ahead and begin to put your bid in. Hold on a second. 614, did you make a mistake? Are you there, sir? Hello?
Hello.
Did you have a question?
6010594. 6010594.
Wait, that's what you wanted to say? Okay.
I'm
going to
never stop earning.
Hold on. I'm sorry, dog. My bad. I'm sorry. You wanted to tell me about numbers and
Steve,
all that.
He's a cupcake. He's nothing but a cupcake. Cupcake. Steve, he's a cupcake. He's nothing but a cupcake, yeah.
Oh. He hung up. I want to finish talking to him. My bad. 470, did you have a question, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
Black.
What's up,
I wanted to talk to you about what happened earlier today. I think things got, like, you know, mixed. It was a misunderstanding. So when I asked you the question about, like, flying over to see a girl about a date, I wanted to know your opinion about it. I didn't.
But Black,
it wasn't
stop.
Necessarily
Black,
like
wait,
I was going to go
Black,
do
stop,
it.
Stop. What mm-hmm. does my opinion matter? What does my opinion matter? You already had the answer that you weren't going to do it, right? So my opinion, whether it was to do it or not to do it, has no dominion over you thinking. That's your listen, you are your one, right? And whatever mm-hmm. decision you make as your one is your decision. What I think has nothing to do with your decision because your decision is already made. So what I think has nothing to do with anything. You see what I'm saying? So then why even ask what I think? Because my problem is you pushed it so many times like it was important. Like you asked me twice, right? You asked me so many times. It was like, well, it was like, what should I do? What should I do? Because you asked me more than one time. You asked me more than one time. So
well,
it made me.
I asked you more than one time because you didn't answer the first time. I thought, you know what I mean?
The reason why I didn't answer is because that's why I charge you guys, because I don't like wasting my time. What does my opinion got to do with the fact if you already have your answer? What does my opinion matter?
It doesn't.
There you go. That's why I'm trying to get you a free thinker. Fuck what I think, right? Fuck what Uncle Dean thinks, right? Fuck what I think.
What I'm saying is, if you know your answer, you don't need to ask anybody else what they think, because your answer is what makes you authentic. You just got to stand by it and own it. That's all. Now, it's different if you're saying, Steve, what do you think? Because I haven't made a decision yet. Then I would have gotten your ass like I did before.
Mm-hmm.
But if you already have your decision, what does it matter what I think? And for those that are listening, let me tell you. Black sent me a message saying he met a girl, and he asked me, should he fly to Atlanta and go to Texas to go on a date with a woman, because he went and talked to women on Facebook. And I'm like, why even ask me that question? And he was like, I want to know what you think. But fuck what I think, right? Right?
Yeah,
fuck,
yeah.
Right? What is the one thing that I push to you guys? You gotta,
as long as I'm doing what I want, it don't matter what you think. It don't matter
what you think. Fuck what I think. As long as you stand on your motherfucking square and do what you want to do, all I can say is, okay, if you don't do it, cool. If you do it, cool. But if you're asking me the question, it's telling me that you don't or you haven't made the decision. You see what I'm saying? If you ask me what I think, you're saying, Steve, I haven't made my decision yet. Should I go from Atlanta, Texas, to go on a date? And I would tell you, fuck motherfucking no. Fuck no. Why? Because if you're going to fly from Atlanta to Texas, it better be for some pussy, a meal, and her paying for half that fucking flight. Not no goddamn date, but you didn't express. Remember, I always tell you, you've got to make sure that you express and communicate what you're saying. Steve, I talked to this woman. She wanted me to go on a date with her. She's in Texas and I'm in Atlanta. I decided not to go. What do you think? See that? That's different.
But Steve,
what do you think? Should I, you know, a chick wanted me to fly from Texas, from Atlanta to Texas. What do you think? I'm like, fuck, why the fuck would you ask me that? Because you know what I'm going to say. Ain't no fucking way I'm flying from Atlanta to Texas to go on a date. Fuck you. Not you, but her. Fuck you. I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah.
But you know what I do? I'll spit a little flavor in your ear, and I'll make you play with yourself a little bit. I'll make you masturbate and submit the pussy to me over the phone. And then I'll have you dig in your fucking pocketbook, or you call one of your bank accounts and you buy me a flight to come see you. That's different. Or you dig in your bank account and say, well, I'll pay for half the flight. You can stay at my place, or because I got my man here or whatever, I'll set you up with a hotel and we'll go fuck. Now, that's different, because you ain't coming out of pocket for nothing. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Does that make any sense to you, brother?
That makes perfect sense. I got you now. I understand.
Okay, Mac, I got you. That's why I was getting on you. I'll give you a wrench back, but I had to be hard on you because I'm doing everything I can to pull you away. Okay, think about this. Did you do the puzzle? Did you do the puzzles?
No. Be honest.
Why?
I ain't do it yet.
But why?
Oh, because I have to stay inside. I haven't been outside, you know, due to the you know, having stuff quarantining.
Hold on.
Hello?
Hold on a second. Give me a second.
Okay.
Hold on. Give me a second.
Okay. The Man Mindset, in association with the You Ain't Shit Show, is proud to say it's that time once again, people, for another exciting episode of The Nice Guy, The Beta Male, and The Town Whore. Here is your narrator and winner of Planet Man's, the Island of Ass and Titties Award, Steve the Dean Williams.
So what you're telling me is this, young man. I told you a week ago to go get your puzzles. And you're telling me because of this fucking virus that you can't go to a dollar store or run into Walmart and grab a 100-piece puzzle set? Is that what you're telling me, Black?
Right now, yeah.
All right, but see this. Okay, follow what I'm saying to you real quick while I'm playing this fucking cake-ass music. What I'm saying to you is this. If you would have studied your puzzle piece and learned the training wheels off yourself, you wouldn't even ask me the question because you would learn how to communicate with yourself. This is why you should have had the puzzle piece, man. Because if you would have had that, you would have seen that what you did, that's why I took your fucking wrench from you. Now I got to keep your wrench off because you're not even following the directions. I've told you a week now to go get the puzzle pieces so you can think for your fucking self instead of looking at the box. And you're telling me you didn't want to do it because of what's outside?
Yeah, I'm being honest with you. Yeah.
Will the town whore find a father for her 5 kids from 6 different baby daddies? Will the nice guy ever have sex? Will the beta male ever get a shot at the town whore? All of these questions may never get answered, but tune in next week for another episode of The Nice Guy, The Beta Male, and The Town Whore. Will the town whore...
Don't worry about it, though. I have someone bring me a puzzle.
470, I don't understand this, dog. Why do you think I told you guys to get the puzzle? What was the purpose of it? Tell Uncle, what was the purpose of the puzzle?
To throw away the box and try to solve it yourself. So you can...
Right.
So
you can what?
So you can...
What?
So you can see how hard it is to put together the puzzle on your own instead of relying on the box for help.
Right, but also this. Listen. I have to show the people. Hold on.
4. Our 1.
The problem is the puzzle box has many answers to things that you don't even realize. It's not just the fact of doing it for yourself. It's realizing that if I work outside in, if I communicate with myself, if I see a situation, if I take one piece and try to fit the other piece and it doesn't work, which is a problem, then I can communicate with myself and solve the problem without any fears, without any anxieties, without any excuses. That's what all of this shit's about, man. But you can't see it if you're not doing it, man. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
All right. So let me go ahead and grab another call. Is there anything else you got? I gotta answer this question. All right, Black. Well, okay. Get your fucking puzzles, please, okay? Please.
Okay.
Please. Thank you, sir. Thank you. All right, we're back. 515-605-9373 is the number. Let me answer the next question. Hey, Steve, question here. Explain step by step how the cookie cutter scares and creeps the woman out and pushes her to you. follow me on this right here. Let's go here. Right, let's see, you're not here. All right, let's go here. All right. Most cookie cutters. Okay, remember. All right. All right, Nike. I'm gonna answer your question. We gotta take it to. The top. Okay. All right. I gotta explain this to you, so you can understand where I'm talking about. Okay. So let me find it. Let me play it for you, and let's listen to it one time. Here we go. All right, here we go, listen.
In order to take advantage of it, everything that has happened was planned.
Since when?
Since before Elysian Fields. But it was at Elysian Fields that it hit me. I saw it almost like a light bulb going off above my head. Where does the real power lie? The power behind the power.
All right, we're going to stop right there and pause. Most guys don't even know right now, as we're talking, Nike, that we're living in two different worlds right now. No, I'm not drinking, guys. I drink water. We're living in two different worlds right now, Nike, okay? One world is nature, okay? There is a world that doesn't Facebook, tweet, Instagram. It doesn't have a Skype. It doesn't have a computer. It's driven by either being a predator or prey. It's nature, okay? But where we're living at right now is we have something right here that what we call fairyland, fantasy world, where y'all guys want pussy so bad that y'all think that y'all could cheat the game to get it, okay? You think you could cheat the game, meaning that when you try to lie, manipulate, deceive, trick, you go on, you look at guys trying to give you motherfucking advice, hypergamy, telling you they're, hold on, let me play the baloney. Got to play the baloney because this is important too. Got to play the baloney again. Sorry, guys. He asked a question. Here we go.
With women.
I just need to find a better way.
All was lost until he used the baloney method to become a master.
Well, now I'm a level 6 baloney, and that means I can now take base times height and divide it by square and know that she might not like me.
Man Mindset proudly presents the phony baloney method of getting women. What level are you on?
So what I'm saying to you is this. I'm explaining to you real quick what's going on, okay? Because I'll bring both of these things together in a second. There are two things going on right now, and it's just this simple. You got the haves versus the have-nots, okay? Those that have understand that there is a power behind the power, okay? I'm going to talk about the haves, then I'm going to explain where the have-nots. Just follow me on this, okay? There is a power behind the power in which he's saying, but let me let him finish what he's saying.
And I understood, Claire, that we have to think and act differently than we ever have, because it's no longer about who lives in the White House. It's about who owns the White House.
This is the presidency. How much higher can a politician go?
The real power isn't here. It's beyond here. It's above it, but still working in conjunction with it. Look, Claire, you and I have always been on the inside, trapped in the bubble. I operating on the outside in the private sector and you working from here. We can own this house.
Okay. Do you see what he just said? Live versus own, right? See, most of you guys right now that are creeps and scaring women, you're living by somebody else's law, rule, and code. Now, guys, I've told everyone listening, now, I promise I wouldn't give anything out that I gave you guys earlier today, but I'm just going to take a pinch, guys, I promise. I'm not gonna take everything. I'm not going to give it away, but I'm going to take a little pinch that I talked about earlier today and explain this to him, okay? Nike. I speak a little bit of French. Bonjour, je m'appelle Yolo, je suis tout suite. I speak a little bit of German. Guten Tag, and then she say, wie geht's, danke, guten Tag, auch schön, tschüss, you know, whatever. Speak a little bit of Spanish, right? Okay. What I'm saying to you, Nike, is that if I were to go to Germany, matter of fact, not me, I won't even meet you, I'll say you guys. And it's the pinch I'm going to take, guys. It's a little pinch from earlier today. I won't tell much. I'm just going to take this little pinch, guys. Nike. When you go to a Mexican restaurant, Jamaican, I don't know, Middle Eastern, whatever restaurant you go to that's a foreign restaurant, right? The people talking are speaking in broken English, okay? You can always tell what someone's first language is by how they try to speak English 9 times out of 10, okay? For a foreigner, okay? Now, for an American, if I were to try to talk German to someone from Germany, so to speak, he could tell that my German is broken, just like the reversal of somebody's a Mexican, someone in Spanish who speaks Spanish as their first language and they try to use broken English, you can tell that that's not their real language, okay? So what happens for a lot of these guys out there, because they're following people blindly, okay, Nike? What they're doing, and they don't realize what they're doing, Nike, okay? Now, you're following me on this. Let me finish. What they're doing that a lot of people don't understand is that when they begin to parrot or mimic somebody else, meaning someone that speaks Mandarin trying to speak English is going to have broken English. If he's Spanish and then he try, if Spanish is his first native language and he tries to speak Spanish, tries to speak English, it's going to be broken. If his native language was Hindi, Urdu, Farsi, and they try to speak English, it's going to be broken because they're trying to mimic English. For the regular guy out there that is following the YouTubers and these book authors, they are mimicking what they are told to do. And when you mimic something to a woman and not really being who you are, she recognizes you as creepy and weird because what you're saying is not really you. Example, if I told you, Nike, to count to 5, you can go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? Flow. If I'm German, right? My 5 is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 5, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 5, right? But you have that German try to speak English and count to 5. He's not going to flow like you would with your English. Meaning, he's telling me that his English is his second nature. It's broken. That's not who he really is. He's really a German guy trying to talk English. So when you guys follow these methods and all that other shit, you're mimicking and trying to be like someone else. that's where you become creepy, because the woman realizes there's something weird about you, that you're not. See, a lot of y'all guys, remember Cart before the boat, that kind of shit? A lot of y'all guys don't understand. When you begin to mimic shit that you don't understand, you don't have flow. And without flow, a woman can pick up on your behavior, because y'all guys are on this, y'all guys under this impression. What did I keep telling you? These women are free. These women have taken the red pill. That means they know what you want. They know you. They know everything about you. Matter of fact, they know more about you than you know about yourself. Because why? Because every guy that sees a woman who has no sense of self, Nike, is going to make her the one. And if she's the one, she sees everything. She sees it all. And what she sees is somebody trying to lie, cheat, and manipulate himself into the pussy. Why do you think I tell you don't go on dates? Because it's a waste of fucking time. I mean, going on dinner dates. That's a waste of fucking time. Taking her and buying her liquor and shit, that's a waste of your fucking money. Why? Because, Nike, what you don't understand, as soon as she meets you, she's already got you categorized based off the that you have made her something that she shouldn't be, and that's the one. When you're scared, when you're nervous, when you have fears and anxiety and all that other shit, she knows that you are free to be reprogrammed, that there's something odd about you. And guess what? Her question is this. Why doesn't he have other women? Because most men who are opportunities, Nike, have options. If you're a one-woman guy, you're telling her you're terrible with women. So what she sees is your truth. She sees that you're looking out the window. She sees that you're trying to mimic somebody else based off of how you talk, text, and everything you do with her. She is already free, right? She's taking the pill. She's free. So as a free woman, she knows your truth. But see, in nature, just because a woman is free doesn't mean she can be Neo. That goes against nature. The haves, right? A woman can never be the one in nature. That's like the zebra eating the lion. That goes against the rules of nature. But because we're in two different worlds that are simultaneously moving in the same direction, because you have no sense of self, because you make her the one, she sees there's something wrong with you. Because a real motherfucking man will never make a woman above himself. That's where things go fucked up. But why do y'all get pushed to, why do the have-nots push to the haves? Because women love stimulating conversations. Women don't love interviewing questions. Women love a man that can bring them up and bring them down, that can make them feel special today and bring them down and make them miss that guy and miss the voice and miss the text messages so much that she gets hooked on him. But what you don't understand is the push from the haves, Nike, is that all we do is just drop seeds, Nike. I'm not running behind no motherfucking woman. I'm not kissing no woman's ass. I'm not bending over backwards for no motherfucking woman because she ain't special. But to you, Nike, if you feel what I'm saying, the have-nots make her special. So what the have-not does, and he doesn't even know it, Nike, he waters and gives my seed sunlight. The more he asks interviewing questions, he's helping me. The more he's mimicking somebody else, he's helping me. The more he stutters, the more there's silence, and the more boring he is, he's just helping out my cause. Because if you think about it, women invest on emotion. Emotional investments, Nike. Meaning, I'm going to fuck with a have not. That motherfucker's got to balance out the emotion. If he can't make me feel sexually, so hot, sexually bothered, I need to fuck him, what does he have to do in return? He's got to pay, barter, beg, pay some more, barter, beg, take my crumbs, barter, and beg to even maybe get a hug or a kiss because I'm not sexually attracted to him. That's what she's thinking. But the motherfucker that ain't running behind the motherfucking woman, right? He's not running behind the woman, right? Goes back to what I'm showing you right here, Nike, is that when you don't run behind them and you know how to put that flavor in her motherfucking ear, Nike, she's going to realize that there's something special about you. You're that Louis Vuitton purse that she is going to buy the Louis Vuitton purse, but she is going to give emotional chips because she knows she's going to get what? A sexual return on her mental investment with a man that doesn't give a fuck about these women. Why doesn't he like me? Why isn't he running behind me like most guys? Why? Because what I'm saying to you, Nike, real quick, is that the haves are living in nature. They're only doing, see, if you take away the lights, see, y'all are starting to learn some shit today as well because of this virus. Take away the lights, the clubs, and all this shit. You take everything away from you, you really get to find out what the fuck you really are. If the lights went out tomorrow, right, if you woke up and there was no more electricity, you will learn where you're at in the pecking order. Because those that have can manage with the lights on, the lights off. Those that cannot manage are going to whittle down to what they were all along, and that is the woman's bitch. She will marry a bitch. She will date a bitch. Hell, she'll even live with a bitch. But she always going to be looking for that motherfucker that can pin her knees to her shoulders mentally. A guy that can put her fucking ass in a pretzel mentally. A guy that can make her come mentally. A man that can make her feel things and touch her without touching her mentally. That's the difference, Nike. And that's why the haves have more women and more options than the have-nots, because the have-nots don't have that many women. Now, let me see. Let's get back to the chat. Let me see here. Where do you have these videos made? See, they're funny as hell. Fuck the videos. The videos ain't what I'm trying to get you to see, motherfucker. I don't want to play the video again, dog. It's not the video, Nike. That's right there with your boy saying. What your boy saying right there. See that? They can smell it on you when it doesn't come from within.
From the book, Grassology. Grassology Rule 3. Everything you do is a reflection of yourself. If you don't talk to her, you're a bitch. If you make excuses, you're a bitch. If you can't text, approach, and spit yak to her, you're a man. Just kidding. You're still a bitch. Why? Bitches do what bitches do. I don't know. I'm a man.
That's what I'm saying to you, Nike, right there. You guys are going to do what you really are when you come up to the surface. I don't know why you do what you do, because it's none of my business, because I'm not living your life. I'm only living life as a man. I'm good, because I don't care about these women. You guys care. You guys give a fuck. That's why most of you guys lose, because you give a fuck. That's what I'm saying, Nike, man. That's what I'm saying to you guys. All right, guys, we're going to wrap this up, man, pretty soon. But tomorrow, we got a Ryan with the Dean. Now, I tell you guys again, add the man mindset, do that shit, subscribe. But what I'm telling you guys is that y'all miss some serious shit today. If you miss Ryan with the Dean, I gave the guys the first equation. I'm not giving it to you guys because y'all missed out on that. I gave you the second and third equation. But those who listen to the first equation, you should now know how to win her over. Because with your first equation, your 2 plus her 2 equals not the end game, but chapters to make her throw the pussy on you. Now, guys, we're going to have Ryan with the Dean show tomorrow. I might keep it up. I might not. I always spit some shit on there. Sometimes I take it down. Sometimes I keep it up. But tomorrow night's show, we're going to be talking about, is that air you breathe? Very important to connect to all this shit we're talking about. Because if you don't understand when Neo, who didn't understand at first that he wasn't breathing air, he did something to his mind that I'm going to talk to y'all about tomorrow. So that's what we're going to be discussing tomorrow, okay? That's what we're going to be discussing tomorrow, okay? Dean, spit all that shit that you can't say. Where do you get the video? Well, AJ31, you can't help. 31, look, dog, I can. What did I tell you guys on the show today? Y'all know what I told you today, right? You remember what I told y'all today? For all those that listened to the show and got some knowledge, what did I tell you guys? I still got it from today. What did I tell you guys? Y'all know what I was talking. If y'all listened to Ryan with the Dean today, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Hey, Jay, you can't help them all, brother, because all of them really don't want to be helped. So I answer the question for those that are ready to listen and those that are ready to go. All right, can you have a good day and all this other stuff? We're going to do that, man. Black, what don't you understand? What the fuck are you talking about, Black? I'm about to wrap this up, but tell me what you don't understand before we wrap all this up. What don't you understand, man? What is it that you don't understand, sir? What is it that you don't understand, Black, before we wrap this up? Guys, and again, if y'all need to get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. I will call you. We will start a program when y'all ready. We got a big show tonight, tomorrow to do. There's going to be a Ryan with the Dean probably around 4:30.
I think Ryan with the Dean tomorrow is going to be 4:30 East. So make sure y'all are around because, hold on a second, let me see something. Let me double check. Hold on. All right, we're going to do a Riding with the Dean tomorrow, and I will give you the time right now. Tomorrow, Riding with the Dean is going to be around 3:15, 3:30. Around 4:15, 4:30. 4:15, 4:30 tomorrow, okay? That's going to be Riding with the Dean, okay? So this is very important for you guys to know. And if y'all got questions, get at me. You know, we do this for you guys. But tomorrow, we're going to have a serious show tomorrow. Very important show that is going to connect more dots. So make sure y'all check out Riding with the Dean. What was you saying today doing? Oh, well, Black, was you there? You wasn't there. You missed it. Black, I broke down a lot of secretive shit. I told the guys, I'm not going to tell y'all. I had to take the thing down. Nope. Yeah, hey, listen. I always tell you guys, it's your choice if you want to listen to the shows. But what you gotta understand is that you don't have to listen to every show. But if you miss out, you miss out. Because sometimes I want to reward those that come on and listen to the show. If you listen to the show, you got a lot of nuggets, a lot of information, and how we are going to do a lot of things that I can't talk about, but a lot of y'all guys know, okay? A lot of y'all guys heard the show, so sorry, Black, you wasn't there, but a lot of guys heard it. I had to take it down because it was too many gems, but what I did was I broke down the first equation of self, the man. Today I talked about the woman and the end result. But if you missed out, you missed out. I want to reward sometimes those that take time to listen to my cake ass and ask questions. And that's why when I hold this up, people who've seen the show, they're going to be laughing at that shit. Because that's who you're talking about today. They know if they were on today, they understand everything. It brings everything together. But tomorrow we're going to be talking about the air, okay? Tomorrow we're going to be talking about the air. Yeah, E, well, E was lucky. E was there. Yeah, E, I know you were there, dog. You listened. But there were a lot of gems being dropped on Riding with the Dean. And I do that time to time. I take a lot of videos down because some of the shit y'all can't have. I gotta say that shit. What I did was I slipped up and I started telling people some shit they weren't supposed to know. A lot of these smart assholes start, well, I already got it wrote down, Dean. So I said, all right, we're going to do the class. I'm going to teach it, but I'm going to take this shit down. We took it down. That's what happened, dog. That's what happened. Well, Black, you came in at the end. Everything I was talking about was in the beginning, dog. I broke all this shit down in the beginning, dude. So that's all, man. So, BJ, send me your number, please. I was about to send you a message. Send me your number. I need to talk to you. Please send me your number. I got to talk to you. Okay. Just send me your number. We got to talk. Okay. The guys told you already, don't buy anything, man, until you talk to me. Okay. Send me your number. Let's talk real quick. Okay. I want you to get your money's worth, okay? I don't want you to get something you might not need, okay? So just send me your number, BJ. I'll call you after the show. I got a few people to call. But like I said before I wrap this thing up, we're going to have more commercial ads and all that other stuff. We're going to keep adding stuff to this show. More commercials to come and things like that. These things take time, but I told y'all a week ago that I'm going to drop some new shit. So I'm still working on more new shit to drop to y'all motherfuckers. But with that being said, guys, if y'all need me, BJ, just send me your number, okay? BJ Jackson, send me your number, okay, so I can talk to you. Anyway, guys, for you guys out there want to get at me, want to talk, send me your number. I will call you myself. manmindset@gmail.com. Gentlemen, themanmindset@gmail.com. Themanmindset@gmail.com. Send me your name. I will call you, and we will talk for a few minutes so we can prepare you to set you on your own pathway of doing everything, okay? Now, with that being said, guys, I'm about to go play some Call of Duty. I got to take a break. Going to play some Call of Duty real quick, do a little bit of work, working on a few things. I wish I could tell you right now, but I can't tell you. Can't tell you right now, but I got a lot of things cooking right now. But, guys, we got a good show for tomorrow. Remember, Riding with the Dean is going to be tomorrow around 4:15, 4:30 tomorrow. Riding with the Dean around 4:15, 4:30 tomorrow. So make sure that if you get the opportunity, you can listen in. I'm not saying I'm going to give things away, but if I do, you'll have first dibs on them. But tomorrow night, we're going to talk about if that's air you breathe. Very important for you guys. I appreciate all you guys out there. If you've got any questions, don't hesitate to call or send me an email. I'm here for you. I got nothing but love for you. And, guys, before I end this thing, please, guys, remember at the end of the day, before you go to bed or lay your head down, guys, please remember the graveyard. Always remember everybody in there had one thing in common, and is that they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. We don't have tomorrow coming to you, so make sure you live every day like it is your last. Other than that, guys, I'm about to roll. I'm the motherfucking Dean. This is the Man Mindset. Guys, oh, and one more thing, guys. Don't forget, subscribe and hit that notification button. Because when I go live, you will get the notification, okay? All right, man, I got to roll. Got to make some phone calls. Got to play my motherfucking Call of Duty. Got to get my kibbles on. Look, got to drink my water. And I got to take my piss. So other than that, I'm going to try to get some more commercials out and stuff. We're going to have tons of the voice talking shit. But we're going to do it right. We're going to do it the Man Mindset way. Y'all have a good night, man. I'm going to see y'all in the morning. Well, not in the morning. I will see y'all in about 13 hours, 14 hours. Wait, 12, 15 hours. I should see you in about 15 hours from now. I'm motherfucking out this bitch.
Yo, it's the Dean trying to call you. Peace.
Think what happened was
you're really communicating. Not just how you feel, but what you feel and what you accept or not accept has to come, it's going to come from whatever your your plan is for your life, whatever your standard that you set. And a lot of times, at least I'll put it this way, what I learned is my inability to convey an idea was because of me and what I was lacking. So I worked on what I felt was lacking, which was at one time, many moons ago, my ability to communicate. And so I just worked on ways to better express myself and then become more well-rounded. Some things you're only going to get through experience. So once I was able to tell myself that you're not going to get further than where you are, staying where you are. So I had to say, okay, how are you going to move forward? Everything else that I did was about moving forward, not just reiterating what I already knew by finding sources that were going to essentially amplify what I knew about whatever it is that I already was a master in for the most part. So I moved into other areas. And so I learned, you know, I picked up different strategies, different information. And I always felt confident in my ability to implement something. So once I started learning more, implementing was just more about is going on.
Was she trying to fuck? Right. Again, my whole thing is that I want to show you the speech. You know what I mean? I'm just not going to say shit, you know? A lot of people say shit, and they don't show you the speech. I'm just showing you what your end game can be like. Now, the reason I want to talk to you is because you bought the $30 approaching one and two, right?
Right.
Well, I want to save you some money because we've got a free approaching video that's free. You don't have to pay up and spend more money with me. So what I'd like to do is do some something else instead of that to save you money. But I don't want you wasting money, you know what I mean? So the free approach boot camp is the first thing on the page. Go to the Man Mindset. Before you enter, you'll see the approach of boot camp. It's a free, it's one of those videos. Not seriously you can do is showing I'm getting a woman making a play with herself live in the air. That's nothing. But there's one called Approach of Boot Camp or How to Talk to Women. That's free. That's all you need. You don't need to buy the approach of women too. Okay. That's why I want to talk. Go to the Man Mindset. The first page. Don't enter the website. Stay on the first page.